Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Peter J. Peterson Foundation. BuzzFeed had a big late-night scoop. John Conyers, the Michigan Democrat who's the longest-serving member of Congress, settled a wrongful dismissal complaint with a woman who said she would not succumb to his sexual advances. The twist: the documents came from Mike Cernovich, the pro-Trump figure who came up with the conspiracy that Comet Pizza on Connecticut Avenue was engaged in sex trafficking. In other words, he came up with the Pizzagate conspiracy. Charlie Rose has been suspended by CBS, and his show has been suspended by PBS and Bloomberg. This comes after a Washington Post report that had 8 women complaining about unwanted sexual advances by the longtime TV anchor. Rachel Bade and Heather Cagle write that there will be a December clash over government funding and a fix for undocumented immigrants. In Russia, Vladimir Putin met with Syria's Bashar al-Assad. Alex Eisenstadt scoops that Mike Pence is cutting checks to a handful of candidates, including Missouri Senate hopeful Josh Hawley, Nevada gubernatorial hopeful Adam Laxalt, and Florida Governor Rick Scott, who is eyeing a Senate bid. Also getting Pence's cash, Marsha Blackburn and Senator John Barrasso. Janosch Delker in Berlin, Angela Merkel is calling for new elections after coalition talks fizzled. Anthony Scaramucci says he will no longer try to shop a book about his brief time in the Trump administration, according to Business Insider. Danny Vinnick and Andrew Restuccia say Thomas Brunell, a Texas professor, is the leading candidate to run the Census Bureau. He wrote a book called Redistricting and Representation: Why Competitive Elections Are Bad for America. Not a very popular viewpoint these days. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.